Thanksgiving is more than an attitude or words, it's a doing. So give thanks to God with your words, with your attitude. Lift up your heart. But more than anything, give thanks to God by living with passion. Don't just live, live with passion. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers. And they all stood at a distance. They lifted up their voices and they said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when Jesus saw them, he said, "Go and show yourself to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, he turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, and he gave him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then said Jesus, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except a foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I heard a story about a priest who wanted to do a visual demonstration. So he got 3 jars. One was a jar full of alcohol. One was a jar full of chocolate. One was a jar with cigarette smoke. And he did this visual demonstration about the deficiencies of gluttony and how it can harm you. So he got a worm, a long worm, and he put it into the first jar of alcohol, and everybody could see the worm squirm and die. And then he got another worm and he put it into the jar of chocolate, and everybody could see the worm squirm and die. And then he got a third worm and he put it into the jar of cigarette smoke and put the top on it, and then the worm squirmed and died. And then he says, "So do you see what this means?" And a woman raised her hand and said, "Yeah, Father, if you eat, drink, and smoke, you won't have worms." And the reason why I tell you that story is, you know, as I think about that, There's so many diseases and there's so many illnesses and so many sicknesses that we could have. And I always give thanks to God for what I don't have. For example, you know, I hear about people that have cancer or that have arthritis or some people have MS or Lou Gehrig's disease. These are terrible, terrible diseases. And some people during the winter particularly have the flu or colds. Well, I thank God for what I don't have. And you know, God protects us and helps us. And it's really important to give God thanks. We live in the United States, and I'm so grateful for the country that we have and for the freedoms that we have, the liberty that we have. Oftentimes we take that for granted. And, you know, I feel sorry for people that are jaded and unappreciative. They don't celebrate life and they don't live with wonder and awe and thanksgiving. It's really important to be a person of thanks. We heard in the gospel that out of the 10 that were healed, only 1 came back. So that, you know what that tells me? That 90% of the population really doesn't give thanks. They kind of take things for granted, or they live these jaded, dull, unappreciative lives. And God really calls us to be the type person that comes back and gives thanks. Do you know what it says in the scriptures that giving thanks is actually the will of God? Everybody's always saying, you know, I want to know the will of God for my life. Well, giving thanks is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. God wants you to give thanks. And I discovered that, you know, as you do, it actually brightens your mood. You know, you can be having a down day or feel kind of sorry for yourself or going through some self-pity or whatever, if you can break out of those feelings and break out of those emotions and simply start to give God thanks and praise God and focus on the good things, focus on the positive, your mood will get brightened. In fact, that's exactly what Eucharist does. Oftentimes I'll go to Eucharist and that, by the way, that's a word that means thanksgiving in the Greek, or another word for Eucharist is the Mass. But you go to Eucharist and you sing songs that lifts up your heart. It brightens your mood. And, you know, it's amazing how many times during the course of Eucharist that we thank God. For example, right after the readings, we say the readings and then we say the word of the Lord and we say, thanks be to God. And then we have that part in the Mass, it's called the preface, lift up your hearts. And that's exactly what we do when we give thanks. We lift up our hearts, and it is right to give thanks to the Lord. It is right to give God thanks and praise. And there's a preface that says, everywhere we do well, always and everywhere to give God thanks. God has no need of our praise, yet our desire to thank God is in itself a gift. And it adds nothing to God's greatness, but it makes us grow in grace. So that's really the truth about thanksgiving. We grow in grace. It lifts our hearts. It helps us to brighten our mood and to be positive. So if you're going through some struggles or some hardships, I invite you to give God thanks. Focus on the positive. Focus on the good things of your life. Paul the Apostle did that in prison. He was praising God and thanking God. And it's amazing, you know, the prison doors opened up. You know, and if you feel like you're in a prison, give God thanks. Give God praise. And the scripture says to thank God in all circumstances. And that means your circumstance, whatever you're going through right now. It doesn't mean to thank God for the circumstances. Maybe you're going through some trials or some sufferings. The scriptures don't say to thank God for the circumstances, but it says thank God while you're in the circumstance. And if you thank God while you're in it, I'm sure that great things will happen, and God will help you, and He'll bring you through. So thanksgiving is so very important, and I also, you know, the people that are unappreciative, I feel sorry for, and I always feel sorry for atheists. I feel sorry for agnostics, because they have nobody to thank. For example, when we celebrate the wonderful feast day of Thanksgiving, and everybody gets together, and you give thanks at the meal, some people have, if they don't believe in God, if they don't know God in a personal way, they have nobody to give thanks to. And what kind of a life is that? And I feel sorry for people like that. And one point that I want to make clear as I talk about Thanksgiving is we don't just give thanks to the universe or to even to other people. Giving thanks in the Bible is always God-centered. We're giving thanks to God who created us. Because think about this. Every breath, every heartbeat, every moment of your life is a gift from Almighty God to you. And so we give the sacrifice of praise. We give thanks to God. What a way to live. So let me tell you some stories. I heard about a teacher who had a class assignment, and the class assignment was about the seven wonders of the world, to name the seven wonders of the world. So the next day the class got together and, you know, they named the seven wonders, and this is what they came up with. Egypt's Great Pyramids, the Taj Mahal, the Grand Canyon, the Panama Canal, the Empire State Building, St. Peter's Basilica, and the seventh one was the Great Wall of China. So the fourth grade class was pretty much in agreement about those seven wonders of the world, but there was one little girl in the back, and she was still working while they listed all those. And so the teacher said, well, honey, are you in disagreement with what we just said? She says, well, yeah, teacher, I'm still working on this because I came up with something different than the class. And the teacher said, okay, well, what did you come up with? And the little girl says, well, I think the seven wonders of the world are to see, to hear, to taste, to touch, to feel, to laugh, and to love. Oh, what beautiful gifts God has given us. Give thanks for all the good things that you have in your life, your relationships, your senses, the world we live in. Everything is sheer gift. You know, oftentimes I will take an elevator somewhere, you know, and I'll press the button, say I'm going to the 7th floor, and I always notice that there's these little bumps right underneath the button that I push. And I always feel them with my thumb, and those bumps they're braille. And they're put there so that blind people can find which floor they want to go to. And the reason why I always feel that is because I always take that moment to give thanks to God that I can see. To me, that is one of the wonders of the world, that we oftentimes take for granted. Just the fact that you're watching this program right now and you can hear my voice, God has given you hearing. He's given you the ability to see. He's given you vision. And we so take it for granted. I think about my life as a priest, as I travel and as I drive and as I fly to all these different places and as I go all these different places, I would be so disabled without the ability to see and to hear. I wouldn't be able to do anything. But what a gift it is. The wonderful, besides giving us the wonderful gift of life, God augments it and accentuates it with all these other little gifts. And they're not little gifts, they're big gifts. And we have so many in our life that sometimes I don't think we even take account of what they are and how blessed we are. So really, I want to try to put you in touch with the blessings and the surprises and really the grace that life is. All of life is such a blessing. There's so many good things. And you have to remember, it's all from God. Give thanks to God. Lift up your hearts to God. Give praise to God. Be a person of wonder and thanksgiving. Oftentimes, I think about St. Francis of Assisi. He's one of my favorite saints. He is my favorite saint. And one of the reasons why he was so attractive is he lived with such simplicity and gospel poverty. And he had such an appreciation of life. He always lived with praise and thanksgiving and wonder. One time the story is told that he and one of his brothers, Franciscan brothers, was out begging for bread and begging for a meal. And somebody gave him this stale, crusty piece of bread, you know, one of the brothers. In fact, you know what, to be honest, I heard the story that St. Francis was not all that good looking. So he sent his brother to the house to ask for bread because he said, you're better looking than I, maybe they'll give you something good. So they went to the house and he just got this little old stale crusty piece of bread, and he comes back to St. Francis and he goes, look, this is all they gave us, this is horrible. And Francis smiled and he took it and he said, let us give thanks to God for this wonderful feast that God has prepared. And I always think of that whenever I'm hungry or whenever I don't get my way or whenever I don't have things exactly the way I want it, I always think of those words of St. Francis. Let us give thanks to God for this wonderful feast that God has given us. And the fact is, you know, if you can just live with thanksgiving, if you can appreciate things, all of a sudden everything seems better. Everything seems more positive. And you can do it too. I remember one time I went to we had this big Jubilee festival of some of our men. Five of our men were celebrating Jubilees, and it was their 50th Jubilee of being a Passionist. And one of our men was celebrating his 60th, his Diamond Jubilee of being a Passionist. And so, you know, we had this big banquet and all this food, and it was really delicious, and it was a great time. And well, at the end of the meal, after dessert, all the jubilarians stood up one at a time and they went to the podium and they gave a talk about their life. And it was interesting. You know, the first one went and he spoke for about 10 minutes about, you know, how God had blessed him with the 50 years and he had done this and done that. And then the next one got up and the next one and the next one. The last one was our Father Paul. Father Paul is a very learned man. He helped found our seminary in Chicago. He is world traveler, met many people, very learned, as I said, very intelligent. And I've heard him speak before. You know, when he speaks, it's really good, but let's just say he can go a little long. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, 60 years, this is his Jubilee, he's the last speaker, this is going to go about a half hour. You know, we're all ready to go, we've all eaten, we've all heard all these speeches. Well, he gets up, and much to my surprise, this is what he does. He gets to the podium. He stands up, and all eyes are on him. This gentleman who has lived now for 60 years as a Passionist priest, he gets up and he says, "All is grace." And he sat down. I could hardly believe it. You could have heard a pin drop. You know what? I will never forget what he said. I forgot what everybody else said that day, but I will never forget what Father Paul said. What was he doing? He summed up his whole life and ministry as a Passionist, his whole priesthood, not by telling us about all his journeys and all the people and all the great things that he had accomplished. He was pointing to God, and he was saying that everything, in the words of St. Teresa of the Little Flower, he said that everything is gift. All things are grace. God has given us everything. And as I said, every heartbeat, every moment, every breath, the fact that you're watching me right now, it's all a gift from God. I remember I went on a retreat one time. And, you know, during the course of the retreat, you spend time in prayer and, you know, work on your issues and different things. There's always a time on retreat that I spend in thanksgiving. And I thank God for my past, where I am in the present, hoping for beautiful things in the future. In this particular retreat, what I did is I got the inspiration to start writing down some of the things to be thankful for. And it's amazing. I filled this whole sheet with all kinds of different things about blessings in my life to be thankful for. I thank God for safety in all my travels. I thank God for all the missions that I've had. Thank God for the inspirations to write my books. Thank God for the TV programs. I thank God for all the different places I got to go to preach. I thank God for getting to go home to Florida to visit my mom, for all the golf games I had, for the flights, the safe flights, for creativity, for great crowds that came out to the missions, that I hardly ever got sick, that I'm growing as a person, for courage, for boldness, for all kinds of different things. Well, anyway, I fill this whole page. And, you know, after thanking God for so many things, life itself, my faith, salvation, the Holy Spirit, I mean, I could spend a sermon on each one of those. But I said, now what am I going to do with this sheet of paper? I thought, you know, I'd just do it and pray about it and crumple it up, throw it away. I couldn't throw it away. It was too precious to me. I wrote this years ago, and I still keep it to remind me of the good things that I have. Most of life is blessings and chock full of good things. What we have a tendency to do is to focus on the negative instead of the positive. And that's really sad, because there's so many good things in life. There's so many blessings. And what I'm trying to help you to do now is to be positive, to lift up your hearts, to give thanks to God, to focus on the good things that you have, because all is grace. Everything is grace. If only we can realize that, you'll be so much happier and you'll glorify God. Remember, it's the will of God in Christ Jesus for you to give thanks. And one of the realities that I give thanks for, certainly, are my friends and my benefactors, my partners and my supporters. You know, this TV endeavor that I've been in now for 4 to 5 years, as you're watching this, I can't do this alone. I have friends that help me. I have partners that support me. I have people that pray for me. I have benefactors. Those of you who buy my books and my resources, you're supporting my programs by doing that. And I could never do it without the whole of you supporting me, by praying for me, by giving me money, making donations, buying my resources. So you, my friends and my benefactors, I so thank God for you. And I do pray for you. I want you to know that. And many of you send me emails, for example, and you say that you're struggling. Pray for my son that's fallen away from my faith, or my daughter who's addicted. And I do. I pray. Or pray for an operation that I have coming up, and I certainly do that. Or I'll hear from a benefactor that will say, please pray for my marriage. We're struggling, and I certainly do. And pray that I get a job, and I certainly pray for that too. And I wanted you to know that, you know, this whole thing about prayer, prayer is a great way to give thanks to God, but it's a wonderful way to pray for people. And that's one of the ways that you can give thanks, by praying for other people. And I intercede for people as a priest. And I stand in the gap, if you will, for you between God as a mediator, praying for your needs and trying to help you. And I remember my dad. My dad really helped me with this whole concept of praying for people. You know, I give thanks for my dad and my mom for sure. They gave me such a great example of life, and they were so generous to me and so kind. But my dad was a carpenter, and he died 10 years ago, but oh, the times that we spent together was so precious. And he was a carpenter, and I have to tell you, I did not have a good aptitude at carpentry. I'm better at things like English and mathematics and, you know, education and schooling and things like that, and sports, I really like that. I'm not real good with my hands in terms of carpentry. So, you know, I'd be working with my dad, and he'd be hammering away at the, say we're putting a roof on a house or something, you know, and doing the shingles, and dad's got, you know, three or four nails in, and I'm still working on my first one and trying not to hit my thumb, you know. So I'm thinking to myself, my dad always loved to have me work with him, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, why does he want me to work with him? And, you know, I came to realize that Dad wanted me to participate with him in the building of the house. He wanted me to, although he was a capable and a great builder, he really wanted me to be part of the project. He wanted to include me in something that was important to him. And we worked together, we shared the joy of building. I was a co-creator with my dad. And you know what I came to think about with intercessory prayer? God is the same way. God can do everything. He hears your prayers. He can restore all creation by himself. But he gives me the privilege of working with him through my intercessory prayer, through your intercessory prayer too, because you're a priestly person. He gives me the privilege and really the joy of restoring people in creation by my prayers. God can do it all by himself. God's the master builder. God is able. He doesn't need our prayers. He doesn't need us. But he gives us the privilege of praying, and he gives us the honor of praying, so that with him, together, we can restore creation. And I think that is so absolutely beautiful. God works with us, in us, and through us as we pray. So what I'm saying is, you know, one area to give God thanks for is the ability to pray, to come before the Lord of the universe, to pray for others, to realize that God is working through us. And when you see God answer your prayer, and God will, make sure that you give thanks. Make sure that you see it. Make sure that you appreciate the good things that God is doing. He's inviting you to be a co-creator with him in the restoration of all of humanity, really. So there is a million and a multiplicity of things to give thanks for. And I remember one time, you know, I want to tell you that Thanksgiving is words and it's an attitude. You know, everybody's heard about the attitude of gratitude, but it's really more than that. And I want to share with you that Thanksgiving is really deeds as well as words. I was on an airplane one time. I'm sitting next to a girl. She turns to me and she said, "What do you do for a living?" And I told her I was a Catholic priest. She kind of laughed and she said, "You know, I have a theory about this." She said, "I believe that people have an innate propensity to do what they do. For example, musicians were kind of born that way, artists, doctors, politicians, and priests. It's like this predetermination. You were meant to be a priest, you know, right from your birth. You kind of had it in you." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, I have to let you know something, and I want to be totally clear here. I was never an altar boy. I grew up away from the church because I fell away from the church during my teenage years. God touched me when I was 19 years old, and he touched me in a powerful, real way. And in thanksgiving for the blessing, for the touch, for the rebirth, I became a priest." There's a scripture, Psalm 116 says, "How can I make a return to the Lord the cup of salvation I will raise. So at Mass, what am I doing? I am giving thanks to God for his healing touch. I am giving thanks to God for salvation. I am giving thanks to God that he took a wayward, sinning, pagan me, a heathen, and he gave me new life. See, I'm not earning heaven by becoming a priest. I'm not deserving eternal life by doing all these good works. I'm giving thanks. And that's exactly what that leper did. He was touched by Jesus and he came back and gave thanks. And I want your life not to just mouth some words or to have some type of an attitude. I want your life to be one of thanksgiving, a lifestyle of thanksgiving. What do I mean by that? You forgive other people because you've been forgiven. You reach out to other people because God has reached out to you. You know, you give yourself in thanksgiving because God has been so good to you. So really, thanksgiving is more than an attitude or words, it's a doing. So give thanks to God with your words, with your attitude, lift up your heart. But more than anything, give thanks to God by living with passion. Hope you liked my program about Thanksgiving. Thank God in all circumstances, and you'll receive God's blessing. I know you will in a powerful way. And I want to share with you a letter that I received. This woman wrote me and said, I accidentally, and she underlined it and bolded it, I accidentally found your program, Live with Passion. And I've watched your broadcast every week since that initial discovery. And I've read several of your books. I've encouraged everybody I know to watch your program. Please never stop your efforts to reach everyone with the wonderful message that you've been given by God. I thank you for encouraging me and supporting me by writing me and emailing me and buying my books. And I just want to interest you in a couple of my resources. This book called He Touched Me will help you abound with thanksgiving as you realize the many ways where God will touch you. And then, you know, when you give thanks, it brings a whole new mood. And it puts you in the pink, as it were. And that's why I wrote this book called You Can Be Happy. And I put a pink cover to it because you can be in the pink. You can be happy as you give thanks. And I have 14 books, DVDs, CDs, all kinds of resources. Go to my website. I've got booklets. I've got podcasts of my radio programs. I've got the Daily Mass there. All kinds of things to help you in your spiritual life. It's because of your purchases and because of your gifts to me financially that I can reach out to over 30 cities in the United States week after week after week. I've been on TV now for over 4 years, and I so thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your support, and I ask God's blessing upon you. Don't just live, live with passion.
Father Cedric is also the author of 14 top-selling books, all enjoyable and inspirational reading in his own conversational style. These books and audio CDs are always available at Father Cedric's personal appearances by calling the number on your screen, by writing, and also on the website. Check out www.frcedric.org.